This Sunday satsang, the first part is tasting Bhakti Rasa Manjari Bhav Sadhana, and this is March 26, 2023, reading from a book by Kunja Bihari Das Babaji Maharaj, which is Diksha Guru Anand Das Babaji, and he's describing Manjari Bhav Srupam was a form and mode in different rasas that Manjari's experience in her seva, the Radha Krishna Yuga. So we discussed something about the dominant emotion, which is called Stairati, and there's five components that make up the experience of Bhakti Ras. One is the dominant Ras, the actual basis of loving Krishna, as a mother, as a friend, as a servant, as a lover, as a wife. That's called Madharati. But there's Swakiya Bhav and Parakiya Bhav. Swakiya Bhav means my married wife, like Rumini, Satyabhama, and Dwarka. And Parakiya Bhav means someone married to someone else. Parakiya means belonging to someone else. So that Parakiya Bhav is eternally in this world and also in the spiritual world. This conclusion. Vishnu Chakravarti, most contemporary acharyas and traditional parivaras accept this to be true. So we've heard about, so the basic dominant emotion is called Stairati. Then the foundation which makes love and creates the experience of Ras is called the Vibhav. Vibhav has two divisions. One is the person, one is the situation. Like we say, Kala Desham Patra. Patra means persons. The Nayaka, the hero and the heroine in this case. The lover and beloved. The lover is Krishna, the beloved is Radharani. So technical terms, this is called Vibhav. Vibhav means the Vishesh Bhav, the special Bhav, which is necessary to experience Ras. To taste the dominant Stairati, you need Vibhav. That's essential. Vishesh means special. So it begins there. So it begins with a lover and beloved, and it begins with a situation, which is called Udipan. Udipan Vibhav. There's a Lamban Vibhav and Udipan Vibhav. Udipan Vibhav means the excitement. Udipan. Uta means to rise up, to rise up. So it stimulates, it excites, it stimulates the hearts of the lover and beloved. And starts moving them in different ways, and the movement of their prana, the movement of their bhav throughout their body and minds creates different experiences and transformations, which are known as anubhavas, which means following that vibhav, and then anubhavas also with subcategories called sattvic bhavas, and other bhavas called sanchari or vyavachari bhavas, which move towards the center like waves in the ocean. Giving it color, giving it variety and motion and beauty, enhancing the beauty of the ocean on those waves. So that's called the sanchari. Sanchari means moving. So now he's talking about the Vibhava Lamban Kunjari Babaji Maharaj. Vibhava Lamban means the lover and beloved. Now he's talking about the beloved gopis. So there's type of rati they have. When you compare other Madhurya lovers of Krishna, like the wives of Krishna and the lovers of Krishna, gopis and Vrindavan, and then there's three categories of affection and amorous love or conjugal love. One is called Samartarati, one is called Samanjasarati, one is called Sadharani. The word Siddharani means common, ordinary. So the love of Kuja, the Kuja Shoda Matura, she didn't love anyone in this world, any man, no interest in anyone but God. So it was prema, it's Krishna prema, but it's the lowest category of Madhurati called Siddharani, which means ordinary, commonplace, because it was filled with lusty desires of her own to enjoy Krishna. as soon as Krishna made her beautiful, she said, oh, I'm beautiful. Now I'm suitable to be enjoyed by Krishna. I want to enjoy him also. So she grabbed his dhoti and pulled his dhoti. Come on, let's go to my house. He said, wait a minute, I'm on the street. All my boyfriends are looking at me. Let go of my dhoti, will you? Oh, sorry. She was pretty excited, because she had all this beauty awarded to her by Krishna. So she wanted to offer to Krishna and enjoy his loving embrace, etc. So that's called, it was selfish. It was personally motivated, not motivated purely with desire to please Krishna. So that's the lowest class of pure love. It's pure love, it's Krishna Prema, it's nothing less than Krishna Prema. But it's the lowest category because she has competitors in the loving arena. So the competitors are more dedicated to Krishna and less dedicated to themselves and their own interests. Getting out here is selflessness. So the next category of amorous lovers of Krishna, Madhurati, is the queens of Dwarka, who means Satyabhama. And their love is called Samanjasa. Sama means ego. Samanjasa means they love Krishna, and they mostly want to serve him, but they want a little pleasure. They want a little reward, a little recognition, not just self, don't care about anything. And they also have any attachments. Queens of Dwarka are attached to name and fame and dharma and so many things. And there's so many pastimes where Dwarkadis tested their love because, about the situation we described before. That's called Samanjasa. Mostly they have desire to please Krishna, but they have some personal desires to enjoy with Krishna also. So, but that's high level of love. But then the highest level of love is described here is the Samartha Rati. Artha means benefit, value, where art means value, benefit. So the whole benefit, the whole value, the whole objective. Sam means to complete. Samyak means complete objective and value of their love is all directed for and centered on Krishna's happiness and pleasure. When Radharani speaks through Mahaprabhu's mouth, Radharani is speaking in Shikshastakam. She says, Ashishiva paratam panashtamam adarshnam mamatam gurutava itatatava vedadantanapadam vipranasat natasya sevanapara. Krishna, you can embrace me as Shishya, or you can travel me, break my heart, not be present before me, I don't care. And then there's a whole commentary Radharani gives on that shloka in Bengali. That verse itself is Sanskrit, but there's a commentary in Bengali in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it says Prabhukai, which means Mahaprabhu spoke it, so he spoke Bengali, so we accept that he spoke this, which means he means in Radha's Mahabhav. So Radharani is giving a commentary, explanation of Shikshastakam, last verse of Shishiva. So she says, she tells a story. She said, once there was a Brahmin. He was crippled. He couldn't walk. He had bad legs. But he had some desire. He had some lusty desire for the village prostitute. So the purport explains that Krishna has interest in something. Radharani cites this story, tells the story to explain the extent of her dedication to Krishna. So the Brahmin's wife knew her husband was lusty for the prostitute, but they were very poor Brahmins, and her name was Hira Lakshmi or whatever. You had to give her diamond necklaces if you want to spend the night with her. She was costly. Hira Bhai or whatever. Hira means diamond. The word Hira means diamond. Hira Bhai, whatever. She was a costly number. So this lady, the Brahmin's lady, said, I want to please my husband. He wants this other lady. I want to please him. So she went to the prostitute's house and said, I want to do some service to your house. Maybe I can wash the pots and pans or clean your clothes or clean your house, etc. So she said, okay, what do you want to pay? I don't want any pay, I just want to please you. Okay, so she's working for many, many weeks and months, every day working in the house to prostitute. Now this is a Brahmin lady. A very humiliating position to take. This is 500 years ago, you can imagine. Very rigid caste system then, and prostitutes are not considered high class members of society, but they're not so low class either. So one day the prostitute said, you're rendering such nice service, is there anything I can do for you? You need some money? I have a lot of money. She's rich. And she said, no, I don't need any money, but can you do a favor for my husband? He wants to spend the night with you. She said, yeah, okay, no problem. Listen to me, that's my job, you know. So then the wife said, you know that prostitute told the husband, you know that prostitute you're desiring to enjoy with, I worked for her and she gave me a blessing or a gift or whatever. She gave me a free night with her. So you get on my back, I'll carry you there, because he had no legs, he couldn't walk. So she's carrying, so the lady, the Brahmin wife, is carrying her husband on her back to the house of the prostitute. So all these goddesses within and spiritual warriors and angels out there in the audience won't like this story. They'll be raging with anger, you know, I'll kill that guy. I'll kill that Brahmin husband. I can see it, and all the angels and spiritual warriors in the audience. The goddesses within are speaking very loudly without. So, guy went and carried her in the house of prostitute, set her husband down on a chair in the living room, and prostitute came out inside, and then the husband. The prostitute came in, and the prostitute sat in the chair opposite the husband. So the wife said, so I'll leave you two alone, I'll go home now. I'll come back after some time, carry you home. And the husband started crying. He started crying, said, I, he falls in, said, to hear Irabai, whatever his name was, Diamond Girl. Some diving girl, yeah. No, thank you, but no thank you. And then he went home with his wife and he begs forgiveness. Please forgive me. I have uncontrolled lust. But your love is so pure and so selfless. Like it affected me and made me somewhat purified and somewhat selfless. So I gave up that lusty mentality. And now I want to just be your loyal husband. So this is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radharani tells his story, and she also tells, if Krishna shows interest in some other gopi, I'll go to that gopi and bring her to Krishna. That's called non-enviousness. So this is the full meaning, because this verse, last verse of Shikshastakam, shows the meaning of Mahabhava. Was he concerned of Mahabhava and meeting and separation? Pain of separation feels like you're being crushed under the feet of someone. And pain of union feels like your body's being crushed by the embrace of the beloved. Become one with enter the heart of the beloved, lover, the beloved enter each other's hearts. There's no space anymore. So this is Samartha Rati, which is translated. The gopis of Vrindavan are repositories of competent affection. Samartha means competent. Rati means attachment, affection. And Madhura Ras, the Vibhav, Vibhav Prema Shraya and Vibhav Prem Vishaya is the gopis and Krishna. Krishna is the object of the gopis' romantic affection. Krishna possesses unequal qualities, assets of beauty, clever behavior and attractive movements, wit, etc. And the repositories, which means the ashraya of prema, are the gopis of Vrindavan, the dear milkmaids of Vrindavan. Milkmaids, gopis. Krishna is the embodiment of Aras, the king of Ras, Rasaraj. He always desires for amorous fulfillment, always has desires for amorous fulfillment arising within him. To fulfill those desires, there is a corresponding state of existence, a naturally functioning within a compliant lusty attitude and in subsequent actions. This state of existence is personified and known by the name of Gopi. Gopis are functions of the Sri Shakti, personal energy of Krishna. All the senses of the gopis exist only for the pleasure of Krishna. The gopis are the life of the supreme enjoyer. From the tips of their toes to the end of their hair, the gopis are created from such, not created, but that's what it said. They're
exist.
I don't know what to say. Created from such materials and all the idea of creation material. Anyway, their manifestation, their appearance is only to fulfill Krishna's desires. Amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is especially expert in this. Radharani is personified form of Mahabhav. Her entire body is saturated with Mahabhav. Radharani is famous throughout all existence as the best of Krishna's lovers. And Radha's worship of Krishna consists in fulfilling his every desire. This is a nice analogy. If two mirrors are held face to face, as soon as some object falls between them, its reflection appears in both mirrors simultaneously. Similarly, the desires for amorous union, which appear in the gopis, are coinstantaneous. They put an object between a mirror, that object appears in this mirror and that mirror. So the object between the two mirrors is the desire to love and be loved. I mean, it's amorous union. So desire of amorous union, desire to offer amorous union, desire to please amorous union is between the two mirrors. The two mirrors are the chit-darpan of Radharani and chit-darpan of Krishna. The mirrors of the hearts, mirrors of the consciousness. So in other words, as Krishna has desires to enjoy amorous love, the gopis have desires to fulfill his desires for amorous love. Sounds instant. That's an interesting word. Coinstantaneous.
Coinstantaneous.
I've never seen such a word. This is, I think, Jagananda or Nityananda. I never wanted to. Oh, Jagananda. A brilliant person, very intelligent, advanced spiritual person. This is an eternal fact. Nevertheless, although it's eternal, it increases to newer and newer freshness. This is the nature of Radha's love that is unlimitedly great, yet it continues to increase with newness every moment. Radha's love is so vast that there's no place for it to increase, yet it's still is increasing every moment. When one eats, one's hunger is removed. So food and hunger have a mutually destructive relationship. You eat the food gets destroyed, and your hunger gets destroyed when you fill your belly. So it's too destructive, mutual. On the other hand, we look at the unique nature of spiritual love, where desire and the object desire cause each other to increase. The gopis' love nourishes Krishna's sweetness, and as it grows, their love becomes greatly satisfied. The gopis' craving for love never becomes fully pacified, however, it keeps on increasing forever. If they should be separated from Krishna for a fraction of a second, a truti, in the Tika of Vishnadi says a truti, it says nimesha, nimesha means a blink of an eye. He says a truti is how much time. I told him GSS one time. A truti, T-R-U-T-I, I mean some kind of ice cream popsicle or something. Some ice cream on a stick, truti, fruity, you know. Truti is 1/17th of a second. Vishnathan's commentary in the 10th canto says, the gopis can't see Krishna for one truti, they feel like it's a millennium. That's inconceivable. Experience, but it just remains to awe you if you want to be awed. You're not awed enough. If they should be separated for a truti, it seems like a million years. Krishna's sweetness held before the mirror of the gopis' minds increases with freshness at every step. Gopis' love and Krishna's sweetness compete with each other to see which can increase more. Neither wants to admit defeat. There is never a fresh and limited supply of both. There is never a fresh and limited supply in Krishna's sweetness and Gopis' love. So now he's talking about the dominant mood of erotic divine love, which is Madhurati. And he says that this love is called Madhurati, which is Sarati Madhurati, or it's called Samartarati, and it's also called Kama Rupa Bhakti, devotion, pure love in the shape of desire, Kama Rupa. Now he's going to explain all these different things one by one. Gopi's love for Krishna is called Madhurati, it's called Samartarati. And it's called Kamarupa Bhakti, Kamarupa Bhakti. So what is Madhurati? He defines it, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The original cause of Krishna and the gopis engaged in an 8 types of union, Sambhog. Beginning with, Sambhog means meeting together, and ultimate Sambhog is called Prayog, which means union. Loving union is the ultimate form of sambhog. But all kinds of pastimes where Brahma and Krishna are together, seeing each other is called sambhog. They're enjoying seeing each other. And you love someone, you like to see them, I hear their voice, I like to remember them. So this is all types of sambhog. You dream about your beloved, that's called sambhog, it's called Swapna Vilasamritam. It's nectar to dream about your beloved and enjoy your beloved in a dream. So there's 8 types, beginning with meditation on the beloved and viewing scene of your beloved. The feeling that gopis have, they hide within them, which has Krishna as its object, which means praying Vishai. That rapturous fulfillment of the gopis is relished by both parties when they meet together. This amorous affection is also known as the name Madhurati. It's the topmost of all karuna loving relationships and moods with Krishna. The symptoms of Madhurati are unlimited. They include sidelong glances, eyebrow movements, sweet words, smiles, etc. What is the cause of the 8 types of union, 8 types of sambhog? Jiva Goswami writes a commentary. He says, in this desire for union, the strong desire of each party to encounter the other party in every possible way. In other words, when you love someone, you want to be with them any way, so there must be some connection. You know, like your husband, when he first gets married, he calls his wife 5 times a day from work. If she's not working, old-fashioned wife, really old-fashioned. You can't find anywhere, not in India anymore. Maybe some village in Vishakhapatnam. But old-fashioned wife will be at home, and then husband will be away or in another town or down the street at work, and I'll call the wife at 10 o'clock. They'll call her 12. How are you? I'm okay. I just told you. They'll call her 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Why? Because it's love. It's the force of love and attachment. So that's good. Good. It doesn't last long. The love doesn't last long. The attachment doesn't last long. So the pastimes of Krishna are Naratva. They're like man and woman in this world, someone. They're totally, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Sri Krishna has human-like enjoyments, is totally absorbed in human leelas. Vedanta Darshan 2.1.33 says, Lokavat to Lila Kaivalyam. Krishna's Lila is only Lokatva. It's only Loka means this world, worldly, like this world. The Lord. I don't like this Lord. I don't want to book some rain these days. I'm taking all the Lords out and putting Bhagavan or Sri Krishna or Bhagavan. Bhagavan, no Lord. Lord's in London, not in Vrindavan. You don't do that in Russian, do you? Lord in Russian?
No, you have
that.
Gospel. We have
also such. But in my articles translated, no. Okay. That's good. Learn by my mistakes. Don't put Krishna or Sri Krishna, to forget who's that? That's the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because it's human-like Leela, acts like human beings, the gopis love and Krishna's love for each other, develops in a sequential fashion. There's prior, as though they had no prior relationship. This connection is especially important for sadhakas to concentrate on knowing the original causes for the birth of the gopis' feelings for Krishna. The causes for the manifestation of Krishna's feelings are less important. Very interesting. In other words, Krishna and the gopis were born in Boma Vrindavan. They're born, they grow up, there's baby Radharani. You see paintings of baby Radharani. You got a choli on, little sari, it looks so funny. She's dressed like a grown lady, but she's 2 years old. Yeah, and babies don't usually wear a choli. 2-year-old baby doesn't wear a choli. Right, they wear a choli and sari. So Radharani is in a choli and sari with pearl necklaces and earrings and nose ring, but all kinds of jewelry. Looks like a little teenage girl, she's 2 years old, crawling like Gopal, Gopali and Gopal, you know. They're Indian paintings, you must have seen. They're very popular also. This one of Radharani, baby Radharani. Must have seen. It's very cute. Big chubby cheeks, fat arms. So they're born and then they grow up and they enter puberty, what appears to be puberty. They fall in love. And Chandi Das Vidyavi writes so many bhajans about Purva Rag, beautiful description of the falling in love. Krishna revealing to Subal how he's falling in love with Radharani. Radharani revealing to Lalita Vishakha how she's falling in love with this boy from underground. Very sweet verses and poems. Dasara Sutta translated those bhajans of Chandi Das in English and Vidyapati. I don't have a file for it. I don't have any file for it. I don't have a hard copy. So he said, Krishnamurti Goswami says, for Raghunath Sadakas, it's important to concentrate on how the gopis fall in love. They fall in love, because the object of their love, they're Madhurati, and the object, the Vishai, Vishai means object, the object of the Madhurati is Krishna. So we're also gopis, we have gopi bhava, we're Manavi Manjaris. So the object of our love is Krishna. We also have to fall in love with Krishna. So we have to appreciate the form, name, form, qualities, and past rag. Songs describing the Purva Rag of the gopis by Vidyapati and Chandi Das, and any writings and the Goswamis that describe the Purva Rag. In Ujjala Nilamani, there's a lot of verses describing Radharani's Purva Rag. To study those and read those and pray those authors who are all Sakis and Manjaris, and pray to those bhajans and those verses that kind of mood comes inside of us is very anukuli and favorable for Rag Bhakti, Yogi Bhav, Vasana. So try to pay attention to what I'm saying. So he's saying, the sadhaka, Manjari Bhava sadhaka, should concentrate on how the manifestations of the gopis' feelings for Krishna, the birth of the gopis' feelings, what causes those feelings? The cause of the feelings is Krishna's attraction. What is it about Krishna's attraction? His name, his form, primarily, and his qualities. So we have to become familiar with that. Then he describes the causes for the gopis' feelings for Krishna. The first manifestation of romantic feeling is called bhava. Although the gopis have a general feeling of love for Krishna, only when they reach the age of purity does Cupid make its appearance and their feelings take on specific erotic characteristics. Only at that time does their love become qualified as romantic or Madhurati. Bhava is described in Ujjala Nilamani in the following manner. The first transformation symptomatic of the awakening of romantic feelings in the unchanged and simple mind of the gopis is called bhava. Vishnu Chakravarti comments on this. He says this bhava as his name is called Samanya Rati, an unspecific general feeling of love. The eternally self-manifested love of the gopis for Krishna as it exists from the time of their birth until puberty. But only during the time of puberty, it's manifested in the material universe. Because in the material universe, the gopis are born and they grow up and they reach adolescence. And when they enter puberty or adolescence, then their erotic feelings for Krishna appear and develop desire to please Krishna by offering their own bodies to him to enjoy. It is only at the attainment of such a change that their sentiment is graced with the name of Madhurati. The definition of bhava given above is found on the chapter on anubhavas, or following emotions, Ujjala Nilamani. Because when you read about the levels of prema in the spiritual world, they describe sneha, man, pranaya, bhav, anubhav, mahabhav. Right? Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, Anurag Bhav, Mahabhav. Madanaki and Madanaki. So this Bhav is a high form of prema. It's not Bhav after Asakti. Asakti, Bhava, Prema, that's in Sadguru. These are all Siddharups and the Nitya Siddha Parishads and the Bhava Vrindavan Leela, where they go through this development of their loving feelings as they grow up. It's the speciality of Bhava Vrindavan. That's why Vishwanath Chakravarti uses the analogy that the pastimes in Bhava Vrindavan compare to the pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. What's the difference? The difference is there's birth here, there's no birth there. There is Sastakali and Nityalila. There's no birth and growing up. So he makes an analogy. He said the pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual realm are like a diamond. A diamond ring, just a diamond ring. But if you take a diamond and set it in a blue sapphire band, have a dark blue sapphire band, in the center of that sapphire band you have a diamond. It's very striking, beautiful contrast. Brilliant white of the diamond and the dark blue of the sapphire. So that's the past science in the material world, Bhava Vrindavan Leela. Prakat is called Prakat Leela in this world versus the Aprakat Leela in the spiritual world. So, this external manifestation of Bhava is described as an ornament or alankar of Madharati. It specifically refers, it's more accurately just translated, when Cupid makes his entrance on the stage of adolescence, it's described by Vidyavati. Here you go, he's quoting Vidyavati. How youth has bloomed. Radharani's eyes are now casting wistful glances. Radharani's shyness has developed and Radharani's smile has become sweet. Now Radharani is using a mirror to dress and decorate herself. That sounds so funny. Now Radharani, entered puberty. She's like 12 years old, 13, whatever. And before that, before she was 12, entered puberty, she would just get dressed, wouldn't have a full-length mirror in her bedroom or on one panel, on the right-hand side, one panel, on the left-hand side, you know, look at the back and front. And then she didn't even look in a mirror before she was 12. She'd put her dress on and go play with the girls. But now I'm going to go see Krishna. I got to look picture pretty. So she looks in the mirror. Oh, just. all kind of adjusting and pulling this and that and pulling this, stretching this down, pulling this and this, all this stuff. Yeah, you know better than me. I'm still in the stage of dressing without a mirror. For 75 years, I don't have any mirror anyway in my bedroom. I can't see what I dress. And all the times she will come and say, your clothes are hanging on the back of your dhoti. I said, oh, excuse me. Yeah, you tie my dhoti over, my clothes are outside the dhoti. I go to a class like that. They say, someone's hanging out. I always say, all day long, I brush your clothes that way. No, he told me because it was so funny. At the end of the day, they told me. They said, thanks for telling me. That's 2008 or 9. That's sannyasi, you know. Well, my clothes hang on, baby. I said, okay, I got it. I don't pay much attention, you know. I can't dress. Okay, good. What to do, you know. So now she's taking a mirror to dress herself. And she's asking from her girlfriends about the technicalities of amorous sporting. Because she asks the older Sekis, like Lalita and... Lalita's older. Some others are born before Roadrunners. Older too, I can't remember just now. Okay, I didn't turn it on. You have to give me that. I didn't turn it on. That's it for tasting Bhakti Rasa.